I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back, guys. We are live from Radio Row for Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia. But another piece of the main event just walked into the building, all right? We got Greg Bad News Corbin. He is going to be taking on Charles Martin tomorrow night at AT&T Stadium. This is big news for you, man, getting to fight in Dallas, where you're from. Big stage on Fox pay-per-view. What does this mean to you?
First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on, man.
Absolutely.
It's an honor for me to be on your show. This is very big for me, man. I feel like when I go see my father in my old neighborhood, everybody feel like we done made it. So that's big, man. They like, man, we coming, we supporting you 100%. We behind you. And it's not only that, it's different neighborhoods from the city coming out. And so I got to put my best foot forward come tomorrow night.
Is this one of those things where you felt it helped you in the lead up to the fight, having all that hometown support, or is it ever stressful when, like, all these people are coming to see you? Like, it's not just you're fighting over here, you're fighting over there. Like, this is in the town.
Correct, but it's been a build up. We been growing a pretty good following in the city. Cause we've been fighting. I've been fighting since I've been pro at home. I done fought at least 8 times. Probably not that many, probably 5 or 6 times at home. And it's getting bigger and bigger. And a stage like this is a great magnitude. So I'm appreciative. So, but the pressure can get to you. But we put all the work in training camp. I know I'm the only one in our fight. So, as long as they're rooting, I'm fighting.
Tell me about some of the work you guys. You train down in our area. We're in Miami. You train over at the Heavyweight Factory right across from the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of the work that you and Jesse are doing over there and how the camp has been.
Man, everybody say, how you lose so much weight? What's going on, man? You look different when I come back to the city. I told him, man, Jesse Robinson don't do nothing. Off the plane, right to the ring. Spar, run. That's it. That's all, man. Hey, we're going to work on this. We're working on this more. That's it. And I think James Toney say that's where you get your best lesson.
Yeah. He's giving those old Kronk lessons.
Yeah, he's giving them old Kronk lessons. And then he'd be like, you don't believe me? He'll get them on the phone. Well, listen to this right here. Hey, what's going on? Tell me what we do. Spar, run.
Tell me, I mean, you had a dynamic line yesterday at the press conference when you said, if you haven't seen me fight, give me this. You're a mix of who?
Yeah, man. People have seen me fight before. I tell everybody, man, if you ever go back to the old tape, the great tapes, I call them, Riddick Bowe, George Foreman, Holyfield, you just haven't seen it in this body, in this form, in the 2000s. But I'm here now, and you will get a glimpse, a bird's eye view, come March 16th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Are you a guy who you study a lot of the greats? Is that something you enjoy
doing
when you got into this?
I do. It was jaw-dropping when I started training down in Florida to meet those guys, man.
Yes. You got Holyfield right there. You got Bo right there.
And every day they tell me the same thing. They'll tell me, they'll give me some pointers that help Jesse, and they tell me, like, you're a big, strong dude. You remind me of George Foreman. Hey, man, you the next George Foreman. You the next George Foreman. Do this right here. Do this right here. Hey, this will help if you do this. I'm grateful, man. I don't know what to ask for. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, it's got to blow your mind in some ways, though. Like, you're talking about the all-time classics.
Correct.
The all-time classics. Those two in particular, like the wars they had in there. And now to see that you can pick the brain of guys like that, that's got to be, I mean, just, it's got to blow your mind.
And then to be, a lot of people don't know, to be in the same conversation as George Foreman, me and George Foreman named really side by side here in Texas because we're the only two super heavyweights to ever win the National Golden Glove.
Really?
Correct.
Man. Jesse, tell me, like, what are you seeing in Greg in the lead up to this bout, man? How is it trained? How has it looked? What have you been feeling from it?
Well, I feel Greg going to be displaying his performance on the basis of him being home. He's confident. He's very conditioned for this fight. He's the type of guy, he's very strong. Everybody who boxed with him say, man, this guy is incredible strong. and the power would take you a long way. Tyson was very strong, and I was around Tyson quite a bit, and I told Greg that's one thing that'll take you a long way. His stamina is good because he's a relaxed fighter. He's not real
tense.
Active fighter, unstable fighter. He's real relaxed. And we just want to work on, with this southpaw style, you have to fight the guy and be pressure. Bring the fight to the guy and make it interested, because a southpaw can be slick and sort of very elusive. So we want to be very pressure, make the fight interested. Two guys engaging in it all the time. The people love that type of fight.
What do you see in this matchup with Charles Martin, and how do you like the way Greg's going to attack this game plan?
Well, we have prepared to go out there and give it all, because this guy is a fighter that in his last few fights he just don't seem to have it to me. He's a tall, very tall guy, but you chop them trees down. You had to get in there and get to the bottom and chop them down. So he's been training for that, and it's going to be a lot of intensive fighting.
When training heavyweights, which is something you're very familiar with, when you get the tutelage down to that, what are the different challenges? Because Greg, you're huge. So like you got this big body that you got to get into the sweet science and that mind frame. But you have a specialty in this. You deal with a lot of the big guys. Are there different challenges in that of trying to do that? Do you train a big guy like a little guy? How do you I guess coax that when you're training?
You just described it. You just said it. Train a big guy like a lit guy. If you ever get a big guy to fight like a lit guy, you got a fantastic fighter. Because all the greats like Muhammad Ali, Riddick Bowe, they came up through the Evander Holyfield. They came up from small guys and fought as heavyweights. So what happened is that's what they are technical sound. They have all the skill set. So if you get a big guy to fight like a lit guy, you got a fantastic fighter.
Have you felt that that all coming through to you, Greg? Has it been a learning process? Has that been a thing where it took time to go up that? Or have you always tried to be in that style?
Well, I made his job a little easier. See, because I always been a big guy, but I always trained with little guys.
Yeah.
So when I came, when me and Jesse linked up, I already had a 147 style. So he just critiqued it. He put his stamp on it. Yeah, so I just made it a little easier for him. He was like, okay, let's do this right here. He like, wow, okay, you grasped that too fast. I was like, and then my other people be like, it's already in him. So we just, it's still a work in progress. It's a lot of stuff I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And we just gonna, as we climb the ladder, we just gonna keep growing and growing.
Do you look at this with your career right now? Like, you are on this big stage that comes through, and you got a guy in Charles Martin, who's been there with Anthony Joshua, a guy I'm sure you're looking to gun and get to. Like, the heavyweight division's as big as it's been
massive
in a long
right now.
Time. It's huge right now.
Like I say, the heavyweight is back at the 90s now. It's like back at the 90s.
But do you look at this as like, kind of he's in your way to get to those destinations, or do you try and stay within the moment of what tomorrow night will be?
You said it. He's in the way. He's in my way. He's stopping my growth right now. So it's just a tree can't grow until you cut a dead limb. So he got to go. I got to look past him. I'm not looking over him. So tomorrow he just has to be another notch in my belt.
We got a hell of a matchup tomorrow night, guys. Charles Martin, Greg Corbin, you guys got to check him on the card. Guys, thanks for stopping by, man. This has been a lot of fun.
Man, I appreciate you for having me.
I can't wait to see this matchup tomorrow night. It's going to be fun watching this and to continue to watch your career and your journey. So, Greg, thanks so much for the time. Jesse, thanks for the time. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Hey, man, listen, I'm going to be down in Florida, so we're going to come see you down there. So next
Absolutely.
Time we're in camp. So
you know the studio is always open to you, man.
Okay, thank you, sir.
That's our show, everybody. Live from Radio Row again. Make sure you buy tomorrow night Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia. It is going to be a hell of a matchup here from AT&T Stadium. Thank you to Fox for having us out here. This has been an amazing, amazing atmosphere. It's been very cool to see Jerry's World and getting to be around all the boxing atmosphere. a dream come true for me. And looking forward to a fun weekend. Looking forward to watching the fights here tomorrow night. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the games. And we'll talk to you guys back on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.